gonna be a good day. That's just ain't gonna be a good day. That just ain't gonna be a good, good day. That's the end. That just ain't gonna be a good day.
Good day for you if you're interested in seeing tensions depleted somewhat with the North Koreans, depending on who you listen to. It's a good deal, or maybe not such a good deal. We're trading food for access to their nuclear institutions. The kid who has replaced his father seems to be a bit more moderate than the old man. At least it looks like you can make a deal with him. Some people say, it's not a good deal.
Still just as kooky.
Yeah, well, that's the nature of the beast,
yeah.
It would appear there. I mean, why would you want to be a rogue nation in the world of 2012? Why would you want to be an outcast? Why would you want to be part of the team? Look at China has proven that.
Yeah, especially when most of your population is starving and poor.
Yeah,
and
you need the help.
You're going to get your comeuppance at some
point. Sooner or later, exactly. What happened in the Middle East continues to happen in the Middle East. Look at Syria. That thing's going to be it's what the old way of thinking shows you is how out of touch people really are, and how it's really strange, actually, when you get right down to brass tacks, that people are in this age of people being connected. Those who are at the top are so disconnected. It sort of reminds me, in a way, some people are saying this about Mitt Romney, that he's out of touch because he's got too much money, blah, blah. They said that about George Bush, the old man. Remember when he went to the store and he didn't realize a loaf of bread cost $2 or something?
Right.
Who can forget that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how do these people who are in these positions of power maintain it in this era when you know that people can have access to whatever information they want in a very inexpensive way? All of these accounts that are made, the glue is, of course, the application of the tool, the iPhone, if you will, or the Droid, or whatever.
Some of these poor nations, they don't. I mean, the citizens of Afghanistan and North Korea aren't running around with iPhones.
No, that's true. But there's an element. There'll be some of them there.
There's definitely
some
more
people will have them. Yeah. So, you know, the fact these people even exist in their rotten little shell,
you know,
at this point is amazing.
I heard a very disturbing report last week. I listened to Leo Laporte a little bit and a lot of the tech shows.
Technology guy, yeah.
Yeah, and they had a guest on talking about how these governments have turned this technology around on the people that are rising up, and that they're using it to track them now.
So
the people who are the organizers of the rebellions, I can tell where they are within 3 feet, and boom, go right after them.
Well, but that's a very eerie warning for those of you who haven't set your Google stuff back to where it was before, or any of these things where they watch everything you do, and you can be tracked, as Richie said. Our government is perfectly capable of doing that, and they've shown that they're capable of doing that. So we talk about North Korea and some of these other rogue states. We got plenty of that kind of stuff going on right here.
Right, but
right
only,
now.
One thing you need to remember, Doug, on this is nobody can follow you if you're not logged in as somebody.
Yeah.
So with these Google accounts, if you're not logged in, there's nothing to track.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is what they're saying, is that we're taking your account as, you know.
Yeah, but there are tracking devices in the iPhone. People, if you're using iPhone, you can be tracked. They can coordinate the signals coming out of
your phone can be tracked
cell
just as easily as my phone.
Right.
Can be,
well, I'm just saying there is no way of hiding
your dumb
anymore.
Phone. Right. No, there is.
Well, my dumb phone. Thank
your dumb phone versus my smartphone.
My dumb phone. Yeah, right. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Rich and Roberta and I will celebrate the arrival of Dr. Ken here in a moment, arriving to give us an update, a lot of the medical news of the week. Here's a way for you in the meantime, speaking of medical news and things that will keep you healthy, this will keep your finances healthy. TurboTax has the opportunity, but it only lasts until the end of the week. You want to win a brand new laptop computer? would you like to have on that brand new laptop computer? The TurboTax Premier Preparation Software? It is a possibility. It can be yours. Go to DougStephan.com between now and the 4th of March and just follow the direction. Very clear, very easy. TurboTax itself gives you step-by-step guidance to get you the maximum refund this year. So sort of the two are dovetailed together. Very smooth, very cool. TurboTax. Make sure that you take advantage of this opportunity. Enter with all the complete official rules and that sort of thing at DougStephan.com. No purchase is necessary, and it's void where prohibited.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
This has been happening since the accident?
For Detective Britton, life changed in the blink of an eye.
Your mind created an entire reality. But your wife survived in one and your son in the other.
Tonight on NBC, the new series, Awake. Two dreams, one reality.
I close my eyes. I'm awake with my wife. And I open them. I'm awake with my son.
Don't miss what critics are calling the most original show of 2012. Awake, the new series, premieres tonight on NBC.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, is here with an overview of some of the important medical news of this past week. I guess the passing of the monkeys, Davy Jones. You're a cardiologist, Dr. Ken. Supposedly he had a obviously a very serious heart attack. What do you know about, let's just talk in specific terms about him, but in general terms about what happens to somebody. We know that heart attacks are the number one killer in our country. This guy looked like he was in perfect shape.
Sure, Doug. And for most of us, 50% of us, the first symptom of a heart problem is a heart attack. And a little bit of my youth passed away this week with the passing away of Davy Jones. They say the most important music for most of us in our lifetime is what we hear in middle school. Well, during the 2 years of the Monkees TV series was on during my middle school years. Davy Jones, you know, he was the cute one among the TV's Monkees. He died of a heart attack this past week right near me in Stuart, Florida. He was 66. Interestingly about him, he presented to the emergency room the night before with chest pain. I hope the doctor, the ER doctor, didn't send him home inappropriately. I wonder if he went home against medical advice after the doctor said stay in the hospital. But at 5'3", interestingly, he was quite short as males go. And males who are short, females who are short, are at increased risk for coronary disease and heart problems. And at his age of 66, having any of these symptoms, he should have been evaluated. The CT angiogram that we do is very helpful in this case. Getting into the hospital, getting evaluated. It's a shame that he wasn't evaluated the night before.
So is there something, you lay this on the doctor in the ER?
Well, we don't know. We don't know yet whether he went home against medical advice or whether the ER doctor missed the diagnosis.
I thought he was in the hospital when he died. He wasn't.
He was
huh?
sent home and
really?
Died at home.
Oh, cool. Not cool, but this tells you the state of our medical system.
We don't know yet. I could see a guy like him saying, oh, you're not going to do anything tonight. I don't want to speculate, but it could have gone either way. He went home against medical advice, or the ER doctor said, you're fine. EKGs, if they're normal in a setting like this, do not exclude an evolving serious problem. And well, more to follow. I'll try to find out which way it went in the ER.
All right. Anyway, that's the sad passing of Davy Jones from the medical point of view. Now, because Ken is a cardiologist, a lot of people look to him for information on statin drugs, and there is a lot of news this week on statins, right?
There sure is. What we know about statins, Doug, is there's a 30% lowering of the risk of heart attack and stroke when one takes a statin drug. And someone like Davy Jones would have been put on a statin drug if we knew he had coronary disease, because it's the best drug we have to stabilize his plaque, push it back so it doesn't rupture and cause a heart attack. But the FDA has released a warning linking statin drugs this week to a slightly increased risk of diabetes and to memory loss. Fortunately, the memory loss is reversible if you stop the statin.
Stop the statin and reverse the memory. What kind of memory loss are we talking about here?
Just not
can't
being
find your keys or confusion. Alzheimer's or what?
We're talking about confusion and having especially problems with short-term memory loss. But the yin-yang of medicine out of the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry this week, we learned that people with heart disease who take cholesterol-lowering statins may have a lower risk of depression than those who don't take the drugs. And this is interesting. It seems that clogged up blood vessels in the brain, Doug, could play a role in depression.
Uh-huh. Get more blood to your brain.
Exactly.
EECP. All right, so next on the list here, some news about selenium, which I will tell you is a very important mineral for my cows on the farm. They need selenium. The question here would be, obviously, how much do the human species need?
Exactly. Selenium is very important. This is an example where a little is good, but a lot more can be harmful. This is out of the medical journal this week, Lancet. Doug, that low selenium has been linked to an increased risk of death and poor brain and immune function in humans. It's naturally occurring. It's a trace mineral, and it's vital for good health. But selenium supplements are not necessary for most Americans. They may actually increase the risk of diabetes, type 2 diabetes. And again, this is just an example of a little bit is good and more can be harmful.
Yeah. All right. Here's an interesting story about there are these occasions when old drugs are found to do new things. Here's an old flu drug that would help people. Is this a brain injury sort of thing, like in a car crash or something? You got a brain injury and this drug helps
you
recover?
Exactly. New England Journal of Medicine this week, Doug, this is the first treatment to speed recovery from severe brain injuries caused by falls and car crashes. That cheap flu medicine, whose side benefits were discovered by accident decades ago, amantadine. Severely injured patients who are given amantadine get better faster, and those who received a dummy pill just didn't get well as well.
All right. So would this be something that someone who isn't at risk for any kind of dementia or Alzheimer's, would you take something like this?
After they had a fall or a car crash.
Why? What's the deal? What does it do, this stuff?
We don't yet really
understand. I mean, I was thinking about the fall I had when I was 3 years old.
Too late.
too late. All right. So we have statins in the news, and we have women. And here's a quick story. Women make new eggs.
Long-held belief about women and fertility is that each woman has a set amount of eggs in her lifetime, and that when those eggs are depleted at menopause, so are her chances of having a biological child. While using stem cells taken from human ovaries, scientists have produced early-stage eggs. Can you imagine what we can do with this for infertility?
Yeah, right. There's some news for women that I would be hopeful if you're having a hard time having a baby. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, you can find out more about him by checking out his page at DougStephan.com.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens, good day, back to last night, and American Idol, as the contest continues to less than exciting reviews by most people who are involved in this. Let's listen to a few of the participants. Chelsea Sorrell sings Cowboy Casanova. Anybody watch this? Last night, the judges loved the performance, apparently. Didn't like the song, but they liked her, so she's moving along. Richie, next up, Erica Van Pelt. I wonder if she's related to the officer of the CBI that's on The Mentalist. You know, that character, the lady who's named Van Pelt? Anybody get that beside me?
No. You're all by yourself on that one.
Yes, I am. Yeah. Who did this song? It's a familiar song.
Heart.
Huh. Okay, good, thank you. Yeah, remember that. All right, so the first two are okay. The judges liked her confident performance. Next up, Jen Hirsch singing One and Only. I'm not...
You've been on my mind.
And I'm looking at the reviews, the judges liking more of these people than not. But there's no definitive, it's just, I think that's why it doesn't have any punch. There's no definitive judging going on here. Like it or not, that's what Simon is all about. I was listening to a piece of the Wendy Williams show. She was talking about the X Factor and the decision on judges and taking a shot at Simon. Let's listen.
Simon? I'm just letting you know, I don't know about everybody else, but I'm getting tired of deliberating back and forth with who the next judge is. I'm almost to the point now where I don't even care. Because if it's not going to be Mariah, then who? Clearly, now all of a sudden it's not Mariah Carey. Those talks have absolutely dried up. The biggest name being touted around, like as of the last 72 or more hours, is Janet Jackson.
Now, I haven't heard that. Anybody else heard Janet Jackson?
I thought we talked about this.
All right, so who is, so there's Wendy.
We talked about Janet Jackson last week.
All right, so who else is in the offing for this?
They've got Britney Spears, Janet Jackson, Mariah Carey, which obviously that's probably not going to go anywhere. And then Whitney Houston was supposed to have been really close to signing, but obviously we know where that
went.
So
what kind of money, what kind of dough are they paying for this sort of thing?
Oh, millions and millions.
Yeah. It's
probably around six, seven, eight, I would think.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. And Howard Stern got 10 for being a judge in the X Factor. So who do they have besides Howard Stern for this next season?
Sharon Osbourne is back again.
Okay. She's okay?
And, yeah, she's good.
So they need one more.
Well, they're already starting, so I don't know. I'll look it up and see who the other judge is.
But they haven't. There's no publicity on the other judge. If they've had a, if they've come up with a, so Simon is sort of a judge, isn't he?
It was Howie Mandel, Piers Morgan, and Sharon Osbourne.
Okay, so Howie Mandel, didn't we all think that Howie Mandel was pretty good on that, didn't we?
Yeah, he was funny.
He's a funny guy.
So he might be there with Stern and Osbourne and Simon, right?
I think you're mixing up the shows.
The XL, he owns it, but he's not. What's the other one called that he is on the judge?
You're talking about America's Got Talent.
Right. Oh, okay.
That's what we're talking about. So Howard Stern, Sharon Osbourne, that's America's Got Talent.
And then Simon.
See how silly this is? Right. There's too many of these things. 28 after the hour on Good Day. Silly.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running. Along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and... well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Rach.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four! Ever wonder exactly where your beer was brewed? On Wednesday, Budweiser introduced Track Your Bud, a digital campaign integrated with packaging that allows consumers to trace the origins of their beer to one of Bud's 12 U.S. breweries using just a scan from their smartphone. Jane Killebrew-Gillespie is Director of Brewing, Quality, and Innovation for Anheuser-Busch.
Track Your Bud gives our consumers a way to see where their beer is from, meet our brewmasters, and learn more about the state-of-the-art brewery that created their beer. It also shows consumers the sources of the ingredients that went into their beer, from the barley fields of Wisconsin to the hop farms of Washington.
Track Your Bud is available as an iTunes or Android app and also integrates with Facebook to connect beer drinkers across the country through the bud they have in their hands. Users will also be able to access videos, collect badges from each brewery, and name batches of beer if they're the first to track. Learn more at www.trackyourbud.com. That's trackyourbud.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden, trying to make this part of your day a little bit better. A couple of urgent things that are troubling. The story continues. You've heard me talk pretty much every day this week. The story of Vernon Hershberger being supported by people from all around the country. It's amazing how something like this grabs at people because it means something to the average person. If you need a refresher, Mr. Hershberger is scheduled for a court hearing tomorrow at a courthouse in Nebraska. Is it Nebraska? It's Wisconsin. Sorry. Wisconsin. I've been talking about Nebraska off and on today. He's a Wisconsin farmer. He is charged with interstate trafficking of good food. So stupid.
The horrors of it.
Yeah. There's a hearing. Actually, the people at the farm, you know, I belong to this group, the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, because I believe that it's important for you to be able to choose what kind of food you want. You want to choose good food? Swell. You want to choose bad food? Great. You make the choice. Not the government, not some ogre, not some big corporate guy who wants you to buy his stuff, but you make your own either educated or uneducated, informed or uninformed decisions. You, as an American citizen, ought to have the right and demand, and that's what's going on. The more of these incidents that take place, these fools, these bureaucrats, these bumbling boobs who think that they can, and they are able to get away with it in some circumstances, but these new farm food freedom coalitions are trying to have you understand what a treasure the family farmer is in America. The independent farmer. They are not thriving because the big corporate, the craft folks, that type, the big, big corporate food giants, are there behind the scenes. You know, I found something interesting, and I think this is what applies here. Did you know, listen carefully to these numbers, please. Do you know the chances of a congressional chief of staff who needs a job because his or her boss lost in the election has most frequently, you have a 7 in 10 chance of getting a job as a lobbyist if you've worked as a congressional staffer. All right? Now, let's turn that around. The chances that you will go the other way, I think you understand what I'm saying, but let me make this very clear. The insider-ness that's going on now, this incestuous insider exchange of people who are working, let's say someone for Kraft works for Kraft in an upper echelon job. And this, by the way, has happened with all these big companies. They get a job because they're, quote unquote, an expert in the field, and they support some presidential candidate. So let's say somebody who worked for Kraft supported George Bush and his company did. So he gets a job working at the USDA. And while he's there or she's there, they manipulate and change the rules and have input into laws and decisions that are made that then when he or she goes back to work for Kraft after 3 or 4 years working for the government, all the things that were a problem for Kraft before getting through government agencies now are strangely and miraculously cleared up.
Right.
All right? So back and forth, it's congressional staffers working for the companies or lobbyists and stuff for companies, and then they go back into government.
That's the huge thing right now with Monsanto.
Huge.
Monsanto is, pretty much runs the USDA.
Right.
Yeah, agriculture.
Yeah, right? Agriculture. Right, exactly.
Yeah, Monsanto, former Monsanto employees pretty much run the ag department.
Right. And I'm looking at, of the 352 members of Congress who have left office in the last 14 years, 79% now work as lobbyists. 79% of the 352 members of Congress who have left office since 1998 work as lobbyists.
There ought to be a moratorium, embargo, something.
Don't you think there should be? I mean, we are all about rules. Let's make a rule.
4 or 5 years.
So these people are getting the those who work for them to go out in this circumstance with this fellow in Wisconsin, Mr. Hershberger, Hershberger's name. He has been, and by the way, the people in Wisconsin are standing strong behind this guy. Rallies all over the state. He faces federal charges because he is the end of a buying club. Buying clubs are put together by individuals. I have them here on the farm, here in Framingham, in my farm. They come from 40, 50 miles away. They decide 4 or 5 families they want to buy milk and cheese and whatever it is. So they send one person. That person acts as the buyer. And this guy has been doing this for 14 years, and now all of a sudden he's breaking the law because a couple of people came from another state. And the feds have nothing better to do than to run a sting operation, having somebody come from Illinois up to Wisconsin to buy milk from this guy, or buy what I think it's milk in this circumstance. And then they nail him, and now he could face 3 years in jail and a $10,000 fine for selling milk to these people who came up from Illinois who were actually federal agents. Hey, this is so sick. This is so sick.
Yeah, and
Listen to this.
Yeah. When Monsanto got approval for its use for artificial bovine growth hormones in milk,
right,
the person in charge of preparing the report for Monsanto was Margaret Miller. Hmm. Later, when the report made it to the Human Safety and Consultative Services Department at the USGA, who do you think the employee was that approved the report on that end?
I think Margaret made it back to the other...
Got a new job and approved her own report.
Yeah.
I wonder if she checked it for typos.
Junk.
You realize how stupid... I mean, how stupid we are.
I'm looking at 5 cases of the same thing
where
people worked in the private sector preparing something for the government to approve and then later worked in the government and approved the work that they had previously worked on.
Yeah. It's how much of this stuff do we have to have before you really get sick of it? It's maddening. And who else is talking about it? We're talking about other stupid stuff. Meanwhile, your choices in food are vanishing because of this kind of collusion. It's ridiculous.
it's so ridiculous, it's stupid.
All right, coming up, another item of interest that will, if that doesn't make your blood boil, I'm going to give you another one that will. I guarantee between now and 10 before the hour, I'll get your blood to boil. If that doesn't make your blood boil, the next story will. First, though, Roberta is going to calm us down as the keeper of the castle when it comes to queen of cheap bargains, et cetera, et cetera. She's got this one that really is a winner.
Yeah, I really like this one, Doug. It's from a company called Vitacost.com. It's an online buying site. And what I love about it is that you can get all the stuff that you need, like your better household essentials, vitamins, supplements, health and beauty aids. They even have natural organic foods. And you can get the stuff at up to 50% off. It's a huge saving on many items. Plus, they'll deliver it to your door free at $49 or more. So you buy $49 or more worth of stuff, which really isn't a lot of money when you consider that you're stocking up on things that you really need. Plus, you're getting it at 50% off. They deliver it to your door free. So you save money, you save time, and that's the best combination of all. So it's all from Vitacost.com. It's a great way to save money on healthy living.
By the way, we were talking about what's going on in the USDA and the EPA. Same thing's going on in the banking sector, the SEC. All these guys that work for these big Wall Street firms and the big banks, they get government jobs. Look at Bernanke. Look at Geithner. Look at all these people. Paulson, who ran Goldman Sachs, got in as Secretary of the Treasury and put a brokerage firm that was a competitor of Goldman Sachs out of business.
And remember, these people don't make a lot of money.
No.
Government positions. They make, you know, they make more.
They make it by their deals that happen when they go back to work for the companies that they came from.
There you go.
It's a, it's sick, and we need to wake up to it. But something in a moment that's even more sick. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
Sorry, you're hitting them.
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four! And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The dietary guidelines recommend choosing products with whole grain listed as the first ingredient. However, it can be confusing to find products with whole grain in the grocery store, and even harder to know how much you're getting in those foods. Dr. Travis Stork, an ER physician and host of The Doctors, has partnered with General Mills to offer tips for getting more whole grain into your diet.
One easy place to substitute in whole grains is in the cereal, the bread, or the pasta aisle. But shoppers do need to read the ingredient list on the side of the box if they want to get the real scoop. You want to make sure the word whole is listed first in the ingredient list, and it should be followed by a grain like wheat. And companies are making it easier and easier. As an example, the cereals with the white check now highlight the grams of whole grain per serving on the side of the box, because in the end, you should know the ingredients of the products you buy.
For more information on the benefits of whole grain, visit WholeGrainNation.com. That's WholeGrainNation.com.
This has been happening since the accident?
For Detective Britton, life changed in the blink of an eye.
Your mind created an entire reality. But your wife survived in one and your son in the other.
Tonight on NBC, the new series, Awake. Two dreams, one reality.
I close my eyes. I'm awake with my wife and I open them.
and awake with my son.
Don't miss what critics are calling the most original show of 2012. Awake, the new series, premieres tonight on NBC.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
All right, let's get to this next pot boiler, blood boiler. I have been aware of, I didn't realize it was this bad, actually, the situation where we've had men and women serve our country in uniform who came to this country and were not legal citizens of our country. Mm-hmm. They donned the uniform. They served our country. It started in Vietnam. So I have the stories of two brothers who served this country, our country, the United States of America, in Vietnam. Both of them were injured. Both of them were awarded various Army Cross, Purple Heart, all that stuff. Valentin Valenzuela, who's 63, and his brother Manuel, who's now 70, they are going to be deported because they are not citizens of the United States. They came to this country in 1960 as children. Their mother brought them to this country. They live in Southern California near San Diego. This past weekend, they were demonstrating in their uniforms on the border, stop the deportation of military veterans. Apparently, that was the banner, the sign that they held as they walked across the border from Mexico to America. Apparently, this has become a widespread thing, and it isn't just for Hispanics. Apparently, some people who came to this country from the East in the early mid-60s, when there was a big to-do in, I remember, Hungary and Czechoslovakia. Remember, Roberta, you may remember that when mm-hmm. you were very small. Yep. All of the people that were running out of these communist bloc countries, and some of them ended up here, and some of them were not legal. A story of a fellow who was in the service for 6 years. His name is Hector Bellahajis. He had military service 4.5 years. Wasn't a citizen, signed up. Now he's going to be deported because he doesn't have papers.
Okay. I'm all about watching over immigration, but if they fight for this country, what are you thinking?
Yeah, you earned it.
Yeah, of course you did.
You earned it.
Of course you earned it.
Give them a ticket.
Why is there even a question about this when these mealy-mouthed so-and-sos come to this country to suck off of our teat and do everything they can to get something for nothing? These guys asked no questions. They felt it was their duty. And at that age, we didn't pay any attention. They didn't even know whether they were legal or not. They just lived here, so they signed up. And nobody asked any questions. Nobody said, are you a citizen? No. The Army recruiters, they get paid by the head, just said, oh, sign here. So these guys sign up, and now we're going to deport them?
So basically, we're all agreeing that if you serve four years under our country, it's an immediate ticket.
Yes, a ticket in.
And that you should not be asked about your citizenship.
You're given citizenship. If you put that uniform on, you go into a theater of war. Hello.
But when the recruiter asks you, they should ask whether you are a citizen or not.
But they don't.
They should accept. No, but they should. We all agree that they should say, okay, you're not a citizen. That's fine. We will take you. And upon your serving your 4 years, you automatically get your citizenship.
I can't believe that we're doing this kind of stuff. I can't believe in the name of me as an American citizen, you're going to screw people like this that put a uniform on and serve this country. You're going to screw them. How much more indelicate can I put it? What did you start to say, Roberta?
Okay, I thought that was a way to citizenship, if you served in the military.
Not for these guys.
Was I wrong?
Apparently. 51 after the hour, good day.
know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now 53 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is our movie man. This music by Quarter Flash from the movie Night Shift.
Wow.
One of the first movies directed by our birthday boy today, Ron Howard, is 58 today. How many people remember this movie?
Night Shift, one of my favorite movies
this
of all
time. This guy, he is a funny, funny bugger.
That was a terrific movie. And
it really was.
You could make a quality film on a fairly low budget.
Yeah. And Keaton, did this show him up to be the star that he is?
Yeah, oh, it did. And you know, it is an interesting background story on that. Michael Keaton, who was terrific in that movie, when they were filming it, the studios kept looking at the dailies and they thought he was just way over the top and wanted to fire him. But he was not. He went on to have a big, pretty big career after that movie. Henry Winkle was terrific, and Shelley Long was quite appealing as a female lead.
Billy Blaze.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Keaton's role,
right, good movie. All right, so Chucker, we're going to present another one of Ron Howard's movies and see if people can identify it as our movie of the day. So if you know, help yourself to 800-510-8255. Quickly, I'm betting there'll be a lot of people want to get in on this action. You have the right answer, and you've never won before in Movie Moments, we'll give you a swell Doug Steffen prize. Stand by for the first of three audio clips from this movie.
Why should I leave home to find a home?
800-510-TALK. Might get it from that. Next one, Luigi.
We're finally getting out of this turkey town, and now you want to crawl back into your cell, right? You want to end up like John. You just can't stay 17 forever.
Got it. Listen to the voice.
That voice is just so recognizable.
Hi, Opie.
Opie!
There's the whistle.
Opie Cunningham.
All right. That's not
good. Since we do care for each other so much, and since we should really consider ourselves as adults now, I thought, maybe before I leave, we could agree that seeing other people while I'm away can't possibly hurt, you know?
Mm-hmm. You mean dating other people?
I think it would strengthen our relationship. Then we'd know for sure.
How many guys have used this line?
Not that there's any doubt.
Never.
Not that there's any doubt.
No doubt at all. All right, here comes the action. 800-510-8255. Chucker has the Speaking of Action movie news for us in a moment on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Oh, hi there, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. Okay, so, Chucker, what's in the movie news bag today?
All right, Doug Rich, like this. The writers and the director of hit comedy Horrible Bosses are actively developing a reboot of Chevy Chase's Vacation franchise.
Yeah.
And Helms, who from Office fame and Hangover, reportedly being eyed as the new star. Reports have it he might play, all this is not confirmed, Rusty Griswold, the son of Chase's character, which means that Chevy Chase, if they do this, could have a cameo in the film. Other news, Dan Aykroyd reportedly saying that Bill Murray will not do Ghostbusters 3, so any chance of a third entry in that franchise
is dead. Why would they not do, I don't get that. Why wouldn't they join in?
Evidently, Bill Murray has a, what you call a pretty big ego.
Yeah, he's too cool for school.
And if he does not like the script, which evidently he does not, he will not do the movie. So it's sort of a shame. I agree. I mean, it's not like he's ever done a mediocre movie before. What's the worst that can happen, right? It's okay. It's not great. I don't get it either, but that seems to be the case. And finally, the first three films in the Indiana Jones franchise will hit Blu-ray this fall. It will also include the last installment, Crystal Skull. But if you get that one, just simply throw it in the fireplace.
All right, so Emily Blunt, who I think is kind of sexy, and Jason Segel in this new movie, 5-Year Engagement, it's supposed to open, I think, is it this weekend? Or it's in
the trailer looks pretty good.
No, it doesn't. It looks awful.
Really?
See, you and I would disagree. Most of the time we agree on things. I think he looks like an annoying so-and-so, and I have no, I would like to see her, but I have no interest in seeing him. He's pathetic roles in some of these. It's like the guy who's with Jennifer Aniston in that movie that's out now, Wonderless. God, get lost with those people. Jim, what's the name of the movie? Jim!
American Graffiti.
All right, nice of you to wake up. Hold on.